The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Well, Lindsay had to go.
She did.
She had to get to the infirmary known as her house. Everybody's sick.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she got a phone call and was like, everybody's throwing up, you know, including the husband, I mm-hmm. guess. And she was frazzled for sure.
Yeah, but I think she was more frazzled because she was trying to, you know, come up with a reason why she couldn't leave.
Yeah.
You know, she's not wanting to go back into all that.
Yeah.
But when one kid gets sick, then the other kid is going to get sick, and then it's going to go all through the house.
Yep.
Start all over again.
Yeah. And it's clear. If she goes down, like when mom gets sick, that's when you know, like it's red alert. You know, it wasn't my house anyway. If mom got sick, like the whole house shuts down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, not in my house.
We were just incapable of doing stuff for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. No. I mean, we don't miss a beat. When my kids were little, they didn't even need a mom. I handled all of it. I was a happily married single father is what I was. I love telling people that. When they were little, I'd tell, you know, like, are you married? Well, yes, I am a happily married single dad. My wife does nothing. But, I mean, that's just, does it come down to more, like the number one thing is the cooking aspect of it? And when you say that, you know, y'all couldn't do for yourselves, whatever, was that the first thing was the cooking part, the food
part? That might have been the most important one because you have to eat. But everything, she ran everything or delegated to whatever, but she wasn't even able to do that you know, when she was really sick. And that happened less than five times my whole life. I don't remember my mom being really sick a lot, ever. But the few times, one time she had to have her gallbladder removed and the ambulance came to the house.
Dude.
And it was like, what do we do? And I remember her, you know, bouncing back from that. But everything kind of shuts down.
Wow, she's got gallbladder.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say that's very painful. You know, our friend Gwen had that.
Yeah.
She had to have her gallbladder removed right before we went to a big fun conference in Miami.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. And the guy that was putting on the conference, chartered a big yacht kind of party boat thing for us to go out and have dinner on, did all that one night, and we were calling her from there going, she had just had her gallbladder taken out.
Oh, no.
Couldn't go.
She didn't even go.
No, she couldn't go. Yeah.
She was probably really upset.
Mm-hmm. She was. But, I mean, who could tell the difference when she was upset and when she wasn't?
True. Good point.
She's always grouchy. I'm kidding, of course.
But I picture her house running the exact same way.
Like
when mom, you know, she has her rules and she handles things. And Lindsay, a lot, the same like Lindsay. Lindsay definitely is running that house.
But, I mean, her husband does a lot with the kids and all that. For her to be able to come here and work and he's got a job that he does. And then he's up with two toddlers, you know, early in the morning and all of that stuff.
He's more capable than my dad was at that age, for sure.
But the reason that I always wanted to be able to do that when my kids were little is because I wanted, if something did happen, like if Jody wanted to be gone or she decided she was going to be sick or something, that she wouldn't also, on top of that, have to worry about whether or not the kids were being taken care of properly. I bet he's not even bathing them. I bet he's not cooking for them. I bet they haven't had anything decent to eat. You know, I didn't want her having to worry about that.
Yeah, why is she going away from the house anyway?
That's what I'm saying.
First problem.
Well, but see, that was the reason. But that was the reason she was, is because I was too nice.
Yeah.
And she knew I could do it. If I would have just said, that's woman's work. I'm not doing that bull crap. Then she wouldn't have felt like she needed to be taken off with her friends and stuff.
Girls' weekend. Not on my watch.
No. And then every, when she would get home on Sunday, the house would be spotless, everything in place, because, you know, I don't want her to come in and go, I can't leave this. And, it was twofold. I wanted her to feel good about things, and then I also didn't want to hear any yapping about it, any nagging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it.
More though, I just wanted her to have a good time.
Yeah.
I wasn't just trying to avoid nagging.
Enjoy your time out there at the beach. I'll be dusting, I guess.
Yeah. I'll be here with these kids.
Yeah. Did you give her the guilt trip?
Oh, no.
Over the phone?
Wouldn't have done any good.
She'd be like, sucks for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, well, I just checking in. Bye-bye.
More shrimp shumai, please. Thank you.
But no, she did appreciate that, because a lot of times the she'd go off with her friends and they had kids about the same age, and the husbands would just call nonstop. I don't know where is that and have them, you know, dealing with stuff back home all the time. I was a saint, was what I'm saying, Riggins, when the kids were little. Saint, I tell you. But I'm not anymore. I'm making up for it now.
Yeah, well, that's sort of the idea, I guess. Yeah.
I can't tell you the last time I've given my son a bath.
It's like, Dad, leave. Get out.
I'm 21. Gosh.
I guarantee you, if I asked my dad now, he would say, oh, no, I did a lot of stuff for you guys. But he's not remembering it accurately. I guarantee. Yeah. But that's probably would have been my reaction, too. If, you know, you're not as involved as some other guys are, and you go, I don't want to say not involved. He was very involved, not in the traditional things that my mom did.
Yeah, at that time, men really didn't do as much. Yeah,
he's a man of his time. He was certainly a man of his time.
My father-in-law is just a little bit older than your dad. How old is your dad?
66.
Yeah, so my father-in-law is less than 10 years older than your dad, and he would admit that, you know, they were getting pizza. He couldn't.
Yeah.
You know, if my mother-in-law were gone to a sick relative or something, that it wasn't the same. He didn't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
And all that. But it was kind of like most dads would seize that opportunity back then to just be fun time.
Yeah. Like,
we're going to go eat pizza. We're going to do this and that, you know.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then mean mama comes in and goes, why is the house a mess? I can't leave here for, you know.
That is true.
That's why to this day, my kids are 24 and 21. And if we're in the house together, we're in the kitchen talking and all that, and we hear the garage door open.
Yeah.
They'll look at me and go, well, fun's over. Because I used to always do that when they were little. I'd say, okay, here comes your mama. Fun's over. They still do it.
It's a joke.
Yes. So
of course, that doesn't mean the fun is over.
Big joke.
Come on. You know, my mom didn't even allow my dad to help her with the dishes after dinner growing up. She would kind of say, like, get out of my way. But now that they've retired, after a dinner or something, he's in there with her. And I can tell there's still tension.
Yeah.
She wants to say, get out, let me do it the way I want to do it. But I think she's also now appreciative of the help.
Yeah, now that's one thing. My father-in-law has always cleaned up kitchen and done dishes and stuff because he can't cook anything, but he's always done that. And he still does. And I remember only one time he got mad about it was they start cleaning out the refrigerator while he was doing the dinner dishes.
Yeah.
And every time he'd turn around, they just giving him more.
It's a never-ending stream of dishes and stuff.
Yeah. You just had to clean out the fridge while I'm over here washing dishes.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you ask him to do anything more advanced than making a grilled cheese, he'd probably be lost. He couldn't do it.
Yeah. My dad's favorite meal to make for himself when my mom, or whenever he's just trying to eat something, is macaroni, macaroni, and a can of Rotel. He said, have you tried this? I was like, yeah, it's like you're making like a bootleg pot spaghetti. It was just like a can of Rotel. I was like, do you add anything to the Rotel? He was like, I might add salt and pepper or crushed red pepper. I just dump it over the macaroni. I was like, do you put Parmesan cheese on it or anything? He's like, no. Went, oh, Dad. Oh, God. dead. I don't know. I mean, sure, it's fine. It's noodles and tomatoes, crushed tomatoes.
And chili peppers.
And chili peppers. Mm. So, I don't know. Yeah, he's just helpless, but it doesn't seem to bother him.
We used to have my dad could cook okay, but they just did this because they thought it was good. You take, they call it hobo stew, then you brown ground beef, and then you mix it with Campbell's alphabet soup.
Oh, yeah.
Alphabet soup okay. and that. And
yeah, I would eat that.
You basically just put meat in that.
Alphabet soup.
Yeah.
I would totally eat that, but yeah, that is
spice
pretty.
Spice it up a little bit, and then you put it over rice.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So pasta and rice together, because the alphabet part, the letters are pasta.
A lot of carbs.
Yeah.
A little carb heavy, but I'm sure it was perfectly delicious.
That's why they called it hobo stew,
that's
man.
Right.
Take what you can get.
That's right.
Yeah.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
I was reading this, I found it to be very interesting, article in the New York Post Malone. And it was about a woman who is the manager of a legal brothel somewhere in Europe. And she's on the social medias and she posts about what's going on, you know, behind the scenes and all of that kind of stuff. But since it's legal, she was saying how when she got interested in doing that, that it was just like going to any other, corporate job interview, and that they had a board of directors, they have security, they have, you know, all of these, you know, it's just like a corporation. And it's not at all seedy or any of that kind of stuff, that it's just a regular
business.
You know, yeah.
Okay.
But she doesn't, you know, she's never, you know, sold herself.
Okay. Is she an older woman?
No. She said she was going to school to get a psychology degree.
Oh, you're kidding.
And she saw that and how you could make money. And so she went and did it, and she became kind of on the fast track in the corporation when she was 22.
As a madam?
No, as a manager. Yeah. Like she.
Of the brothel.
Right. But I really don't know how that, I guess she would technically be the madam, because she said, I figured it would be like pimps coming out to escort me in for my job interview.
That's what I would think.
But I mean, let's just say that it is just a regular high class corporation.
Okay, yep.
Would you have a problem if that's what your wife did for a living?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I would.
I think so.
No matter how clean it is. Or
and guess what?
Classy it is.
When she tells me it's not seedy, the first thing that comes to my mind is, this is pretty damn seedy. Don't worry, it's not seedy. Oh, really? Okay. The legal brothel in Europe is not seedy? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll take your word for it. No, that's not going to fly in my house, but if you're comfortable with it, God bless you.
Yeah, so just because it's legal doesn't mean it's not wrong.
Yeah, right.
There are a lot of trashy things that are technically legal.
Sure. Yeah, no way. So now she's still in her 20s and doing this?
I think she's in her 30s now, yeah.
How do you find out you're interested in that in your 20s and you're studying for psychology?
She read an article that was written about the legal prostitution business.
And she was like, what?
I'd like to invest. And because she says she started looking into it like from a psychological aspect of, you know, the mindset of people who work in this industry. And and I tell you another word that I just absolutely hate, or two words, sex worker. I hate that.
Sex worker.
I hate when people say that. Because it's a more polite way to say prostitute.
Yeah, it's putting respect on the job instead of using demeaning words like whores and things like that. Yeah. But, I mean, picture this. Your daughter's in college. She's studying to be a psychology major. And she calls up and says, hey, you know what? I'm bailing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna pursue this. I mean, you just want to drive up there and bring her home.
I'm going to work in the cat house industry.
Yeah. The brothels are legal in Europe?
Parts of Europe, yeah.
Okay. Man. I didn't know that.
Or, you know, I think other places where prostitution is legal, though, they don't, it's not like you're driving up to a Fortune 500 company, like she said this experience was.
She's definitely describing something glamorous, but I can't imagine.
Because, you know, prostitution is legal in Mexico.
Yeah, right.
In Tijuana.
Where was that thing? You had a story a couple months ago about the prostitution in Germany, where it was that whole line of trailers on the side of the interstate.
And they would park them in different spots.
And they put their little lantern on outside the trailer to let them know if they're working or not. Like hundreds of these little rinky-dink trailers stacked up next to each other. So you're right. Even though it's legal, it doesn't mean it's not trashy, I guess.
But I may start, I may look at her social media page just to see what all she says on it.
Yeah.
Because you know it's constant drama.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
With the girls?
Yeah. You can't have that many women working together and it not be constant.
Maybe. I picture it like a strip club. You know, kind of women running around and not much clothing, and occasionally there will be some scrapping.
Yeah. But I mean, I think strip clubs have a lot of girl drama going on. I just assume strip clubs, nurses' stations.
Yeah, nurses' stations. That is interesting. Yeah. And they're all women. These are not brothels with dudes in them, right? No. They're all women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know that you'd have much success with a dude brothel.
No, I mean, because you think about guys are pretty much ready to hump no matter what. So if you're looking for another guy to do it with, you're both probably ready and willing.
Yeah, true. Oh, I was picturing women going, not just gay dudes.
No, you're talking about gay dudes going. Oh, you meant women.
Yeah, women going women to get a man.
Going to get a gigolo.
Yeah, a gigolo. Yeah, there's probably just not that many women that are wanting to do that.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was just kidding about the other thing, though, because there are gay prostitutes and stuff, and they say that most of their clients are supposedly straight.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen documentaries on that and stuff.
Oh, how?
And that's why they go to prostitutes, because they keep it secret.
Because they can't meet like a real gay guy, mm-hmm. or a...
They can't get in a relationship.
Yeah, get in a relationship. Oh, dear. That's awful. Stepping out on your wife or something like
that? Yeah.
That's awful.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how often that happens, though, where it's the other way around, where the wife is cheating with another woman.
I don't know. It would be interesting to find that out. Do more.
You know, I'm always looking for my next documentary I'm going to make.
Yeah. Do women step out on their marriage with women, or do men
do or even with other do, men? Do wives seek the services of female prostitutes to keep it, you know, where it's a secret and all of that?
I wonder if the workers, sex workers at this place will do that. Or do they say, like, I only hook up with guys?
I don't know. I'm sure that they all have their specifics, you know, their specialties or whatever.
Because like the Cat House, that show on Showtime, remember years ago?
Yeah.
It was on, based on the Bunny Ranch, I think it was, or one of those legal brothels out in Reno or Vegas or whatever. And they were only giving services to men.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that being a part of it.
God, can you imagine what that place smells like?
Oh, it looked like a dump.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like a dump.
I mean, who was the basketball player was he with the Kardashians?
Yeah, or Lamar Odom.
Yeah. And, you know, they were talking about how much he spent, you know, and he had the top of the line. He was a regular in there, and he had the best suite and all that, and it still looked like a dump.
Yeah, it was fake plants and like a old school TV, and it was like, oh, this is what $1 million gets you?
Indoor, outdoor carpet with a dorm fridge in there.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Still looked trashy. Looked like he was in a, you know, FEMA trailer or something.
Yeah, it was not as glamorous as they made it sound.
No. But expensive still.
Heck yeah.
So you wonder what the minimum setup would get you. Like if you're doing the minimum, if that's the best,
Yeah, what is the...
It's like those trailers on the side of the road, those campers.
Probably.
With the light on.
You step outside, you're in the middle of Reno. You're in the desert. You're just like, what am I doing with my life? I just walked out of a trailer in the desert after, you know, getting a Blumpkin or whatever they call it.
Right. It cost me $500.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You just want to drive into the middle of nowhere. That would feel really depressing to me.
Just because this is where my life is right now.
Yeah.
Scorpions and ugly prostitutes out in the middle of the desert.
Oh, no.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.